It's Full Metal Jackie, bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. So excited to say we've got Mike Muir on the show with us this week. How are you?
Doing really good. Doing really good.
Lots of things going on in your world. I want to talk to you about Infectious Grooves. They are returned and playing again in 2024. And you've got a new drummer behind the kit. I would love for you to tell us how Jay Weinberg came into the fold, continuing a long line of spectacular drummers for this band.
So when we first started, the first drummer that we had playing with us was Stephen Perkins, who was in Jane's Addiction. And the first tour we did was with Ozzy, the No More Tears tour and stuff. And then after Stephen, we got this 17-year-old kid named Josh Fries playing drums with us. And Josh is, as you know, now he's in the Foo Fighters. He's gonna play with everybody, Sting, Guns N' Roses, everybody. And probably played on half the records of bands you like and didn't know that he played because he found them played because the producers hired him to play. But after Josh left, we got this 14-year-old kid named Brooks Wackerman, and which is quite a story on that. And Brooks has been playing with us, and he plays with Avenged Sevenfold now. And so we, right before COVID and the end of 2019, we did a festival, headline festival in Brazil. And then we were supposed to do some festivals in the next summer in between Metallica's, they had time off. And then COVID happened. And so that all got messed up. And now we had a little circle of time that we could do with Robert's schedule fit. And we kind of knew if we try to set something up much later, there was always something that could happen and it's really not fair to everybody. So we knew for sure we could do it. And then it's like, we got these 3 weeks of time. What are we going to do? So call Brooks. And then they added, at first they didn't have dates, and then Avenged Sevenfold added dates, so he couldn't do it. So really it was the only time we could do it. So we're like, okay, what do we do? And so we're like, well, let's just lock it in and we'll figure out a drummer. And Robert goes, oh, make a list. I go, I'll make a list. And so I was like thinking of people, and my middle son actually, you know, when he heard Brooks couldn't do it, he goes, well, what are you gonna do for a drummer? And I go, we're making a little list. I'm gonna go over with Robert. He goes, is Jay on the list? And I had not even thought of Jay, to be honest.
God. That's so
and
great.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, you know, there's a few people. My son has his picture, and it's Valentine's Day. But if you saw it, he's 4 years old. It's 10 years ago at the time. He's 4 years old. He's got a little suicidal shirt on and he's getting a hug from Jay. And it is like the coolest picture. So he's followed him ever since. And my son's, I'm going on a random tangent, but my son's favorite drummers are Lars and Jay. So anyhow, he said, what about Jay and stuff? And I was told him, I go, you know what? I think we're going to talk to Jay. And Robert knows him, but we didn't have any connections. You know, Suicidal opened up the first tour that he did for Slipknot. And that was a time literally where, you know, I heard they got this young drummer and he's really good. So I don't like to use the word judge, but I observe. And I was watching him and some of the sound checks, I go, this kid is badass. It always stuck out to me and stuff, but I, you know, he was in Slipknot. So anyhow, I knew he could do it. I know that he had surgery, he looked on the thing. He's just like in the beginning of the year was just started walking and I'm like, ah. And so basically I got his number because I didn't have it, and texted him and go, like, kind of felt a little awkward. I'm like, sorry for this and that. But he got back to me and we started talking. He goes, I don't know if I'm going to be ready to play by then. And let me talk and physical therapist. He goes, I'd love to do it, but... And I'm like, it's me, it's not you. But so it all worked out. It's been an absolute joy. We got in there when we did the first couple practices and we're just going, this is just really so much fun, you know? And my kids were talking, they all went down there and they're just going like, Robert was smiling the whole time and everyone was smiling. And it was just, I think it was just been a whole lot of fun for everybody, and more fun than actually we thought it would be, you know, because we've always enjoyed doing it. But, you know, everybody's really appreciating it. And I was talking to Jay about it. I go, you know, it's funny because for all of us, we're all coming in from different places, different circles. But it's like, everyone's going, dude, that was so much fun. And music should be fun. And I think it gets away from it. With Suicidal, it's always happened to prove yourself. And, you know, it's always the battle of not fitting in and not wanting to fit in and that. And so just to be there and just going, wow, dude, this is so much fun, is a great, great situation. And I think Jay's really helped that out.
Mike Muir from Suicidal Tendencies and Infectious Grooves with us on the show tonight, right now. Orbit Culture. This is While We Serve. It's Full Metal Jackie. Mike Muir is with us on the show tonight. We've been talking about infectious grooves. And the last new music we had from the band came in 2020. And this is definitely an impressive lineup with yourself, Rob Trujillo, Dean Pleasance, Dave Kushner, and now Jay on board. Might we take this beyond the stage and into the studio?
Yeah, we're actually going to record a song. You know, like I said, it's been so much fun. And you sit there and I used to think fun was overrated, you know. And my dad always said fun is like a lot of times people say what's fun is what they regret the next day, you know, and a week later and stuff. But it's been so much fun. And we're just talking there. And we talked to Adam, who is no longer playing live. And we're like, oh, let's write a song. And everybody's like, yeah, let's record a song. And it used to be you couldn't really do that because you had to ask everybody for not for permission, but people would stop you. You say, I want to do this. And oh, you can't do that. That's going to this. And oh, it's going to confuse people. And, blah, blah, blah. And it was always like a battle. And it's like now there's nobody that can tell us what we can and can't do. And that's a great situation to be in, you know. And so you don't have any plans for it. You just go like, okay, let's go in the studio and let's just record something. And so we're really excited about that. I think it'll be fun.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up next, we'll check out a new tune from High on Fire on their upcoming album, Cometh the Storm, which will be out on April 19th. Also music from Forbidden and more with my guest, Mike Muir. It's Full Metal Jackie. Mike Muir is my guest on the show this week, and we're talking more about infectious grooves. And Mike, it's now been over 30 years with the band through various lineups. Do you have a particular album cycle that was the most fun and rewarding for you in terms of how everything played out?
Well, I think the biggest thing is you kind of have to keep a focus of where you are now and have appreciation. And I think that's definitely one of the things I do definitely appreciate, the fact that you can actually do something going to Australia, because I'm biased there and stuff. We wanted to play a couple of shows here, so we snuck it in and going to do a couple of shows in Orange County. But I think you got to like really sit there and go like balance that between living in the past and enjoying the present and looking forward to the future. And that's the hardest thing I think to do in life, but I think we got a pretty good balance on that now. And being able to enjoy all the moments as they happen, because so many things in the past, you weren't able to enjoy them. You know, there were so many other things going on that you were trying to get through it, or you're trying to prove something or this or that. And so I think for everybody, this is just an opportunity to just have a lot of fun. But in the same sense too, I think a lot of times when, and it's bad to say it, but when people get together or whatever, it's like a party and they don't take it serious. Everybody's taking it very serious. There's a great amount of musicianship there. And there's also a purpose. And I think you put those together, I think that's a great combination. And I think people will see that. It's like, hey, it's okay to have fun, but it's also to be very serious about what you're doing and believing in it, and you know, getting an opportunity to let people see what you do and just go, this is why we love it.
Mike Muir with us. Coming up next, Jamie Josta of Hatebreed is going to be checking in for Josta's weekly pick from the pit. We'll get to music from Infectious Grooves. Mike's going to be picking a tune. It is all on the way. It's Full Metal Jackie. Mike Muir is my guest this week. And Mike, one of the great things to see over the years is your continued working relationship with Robert Trujillo and Infectious Grooves allows you to indulge your mutual love of funk with its heavier spin on things. When first going down that rabbit hole, who were the funk bands that first drew your interest and influenced where you wanted to take your band's music?
Well, I've said many times when I was a kid, it was like, you know, my favorite band, I used to love Parliament and Sly and the Family Stones and things like that. And then when I got a little bit older and people started getting heavier music, and then punk rockers said, hey, you know, Parliament and Sex Pistols were my favorite bands when I was, you know, 14 or 15 years old. And I always said, I think there's a lot of similarity. If you listen to the music, nah, but when, you know, when Parliament was in the studio and they're doing this song, Flashlight, if you don't know that, it's like this 12-minute long song. You know, they weren't sitting there going, oh, is this going to get played on the radio? You know, it was just... they were just doing their thing, and that's all that mattered, you know. And it really came across to me, and that's the same thing I got with, you could talk about Malcolm McLaren, but I think with the Sex Pistols, it was like they're just doing their thing, and they didn't really give I think that's one of the things, regardless of what you do, you have to come from a place of like, I'm doing my thing, you don't get it, you don't get it, that's not my problem, that's your loss. And I think with Infectious, you know, there was a lot of resistance when we did it because, you know, we're suicidal all the time and they're all trying to do the big push or whatever and that kind of thing. And they thought it would be confusing. And so it was always kind of like trying to fit in there, but it was just something that's like, hey, elements that we really loved in music. Obviously when Robert got into suicidal, I'd ask him, I didn't know him previously. And I asked him, you know, what his other bands were, and he didn't want to play me any of it. And then when he eventually did, I go, the bass is amazing, but some of the music is a little more poppy or this or that, but you take away the bass and you add a little more aggression to it, it's like really cool stuff, you know. And you could obviously see that he was a great bass player, so we would definitely wanted to incorporate his bass playing skill into suicidal. But Infectious also go to a point where we wrote the songs around the bass and then added different elements according to what it was. So yeah, Robert is, I would say, he's definitely one of the best bass players in the world, and probably even a better person, you know. And I don't know how he can deal with it. There's so many people that try to get in touch with me to get in touch to Robert, and I'm like, you guys are killing me, you know. You got to be insane, you know. And he's just the nicest person, and just tries to be as helpful and stays calm. And I go, Robert, man, I'd be in jail, man, people do that stuff, you know. And we just played in Mexico, House of Bands, and it's like a private thing they do, they give out the tickets, but Ty couldn't do it because his son plays bass with us, and so Robert did it. And so it's like, Robert, you know, Metallica is huge around everywhere in the world, Mexico, they're mega huge. And you know, Robert, you know, being Mexican, you know he's one of the saints there. And you just see how people, it is the best day ever of their life, and they want to make it last, and they want to take him with them, and they don't realize how physical they are getting and stuff. And I was just sitting there, and my oldest son's 19. I was going like, dude, it was me, I'd be swinging on people, you know? And just the way that they kind of, people lose their mind, it's insane, you know? It's really insane. And he's just so gracious and calm. And you know, we had to sneak him out after the show through the back, you know, on the stadium. It was like crazy.
Mike Muir with us. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week music from Metallica. We've got that new Kerry King tune and more with Mike Muir next. It's Full Metal Jackie. Mike Muir with us on the show this week. And Mike, while Infectious Grooves is front and center right now, over the past year, you've now passed 40 years since your first album with Suicidal Tendencies. Do you find your love for what you do is the same as what it was when you were a young man all those years ago, or has your appreciation for it evolved over time?
I think the proper word is my hate, you know? I was definitely motivated by hate, and I don't always think that's a bad thing. If you put it in the right place, because you see some you don't like it, then you try to avoid it and do a different way and stuff. But I just didn't really like a lot of music. And as even I said the story many times, one of my best friends said, you know, it's not music what you're doing, you don't think anyone will like it. I go, I don't really care if people like it. In fact, I don't like most people as it is, so it's like, it makes it easier. But I do, if it was non-sentimental, I would say that it is nice to be a situation where you see people and they're bringing their kids, you know, and they were kids when they listened to Suicidal and they didn't think their parents understood them and all that. And you see their kids and they're like, got a love for the music too, and appreciate where it's coming from. And also to see the reaction, especially the younger people, because you know, sometimes parents take their kids to shows when it's those ones, and to the quote unquote older bands. And afterwards they're like, dude, you're effing crazy. And I said, thank you very much. Someone told you to say that, but they could see that, as my dad said, sweat don't lie. And you know, I'm not trying to be nostalgic or go through the motions. I'm not, you know, 16 years old anymore, but there's a certain conviction and belief. And if it wasn't evident, you know, predominantly just, you know, overwhelmingly, then people would say, that's not the thing and stuff. So every time we do a show, especially you have the younger people in Hawaii, and afterwards they always trip out and stuff. And I guess that's because just says how old I am. But you know, it's a cool thing to be able to do it in a way that I would be probably shocked if I was young. Someone said how old, that I go, that's crazy, you know? Oh, I could do that when I'm that old. Doubt it, I'll be alive, you know, so.
Mike Muir with us. Coming up after the break, a new tune from Any Given Day, plus we'll hear from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week and more with Mike Muir. Stick around. It's Full Metal Jackie, Mike Muir with us. And Mike, is 2024 pretty much infectious grooves, or has there been any thought to what comes next with Suicidal Tendencies?
Actually, I said that I was never going to do another record because records, you know, we talk about the word fun. Records have never been fun for me to make. It's always difficult and time consuming and pressure and just, you know, everything. But recently I kind of been reevaluating that. And so we've been talking, and we're actually going to record another record. And I think the first time we're going to make a record in a while where we pretty much know what we want to do, and that's to make people not happy. Happy hate songs. But
I love it.
It makes us happy. And we're going to do that. We're going to start demoing some songs at the end of the month. At the same time when we start doing this, the infectious song. So we're gonna try to keep that element of fun and excitement. And I think one of the things we wanna do is definitely, when it comes out, people will know that's something that they haven't heard before. And I think that's the starting point. And also something that doesn't fit into what other people are doing. So, and I think that's where Suicidal's at its best. By making it have a purpose.
Well, I'm very excited for all the things to come for you and Suicidal and Infectious Grooves for 2024. I think this is going to be a big year. I know I am going to be seeing Infectious Grooves in a couple of weeks, and I'm very excited about that. So good luck with all the things to come. And it's always so great to catch up with you. And I'll see you real soon.
Thank you. Appreciate that. That's always great.
Stick around, because we've got more metal on the way. It's Full Metal Jackie. I bring you the metal for 2 hours every week. Thanks again to this awesome rock station for continuing to allow me to do so. Don't forget, you can go to FullMetalJackieRadio.com to find out about playlists, check out podcasts of every interview that I've ever done. Also, metal news, videos, interviews, merch, contests, like your shot at a subscription to Revolver Magazine. Gonna leave you off with Judas Priest tonight. Their new record, Invincible Shield, is out now. Rob Halford was a guest on the show last week. You can check out podcasts of the interview on the website. This is Panic Attack. See ya.